Hey everyone, and welcome to a deep dive that's laser-focused on, well, your business. We're really getting specific today and diving deep into the digital marketing strategies that Latin Flash champions.
And hopefully, by the time we're done, you'll have a much better sense of whether their approach is the right fit for you.
Exactly. So, to set the stage, Latin Flash really kicks things off by talking about something that I think a lot of business owners struggle with, and that's a feeling of being overwhelmed by just the sheer amount of digital marketing options out there.
Oh, absolutely. It's true.
It really is.
It's like you walk into this giant buffet, right? Yeah. But instead of delicious food, you're just bombarded with SEO and content marketing and paid ads and social media and all of it. It's enough to make anyone just want to grab a napkin and run for the door.
Yes. It really is. And then I think what happens is, because it's so overwhelming, a lot of businesses end up kind of dabbling in a little bit of everything without a really clear strategy, mm-hmm. right? So we might have a Facebook page that they barely even remember to update.
Right.
Or their website is like buried in the search results, you know, 10 pages deep.
Yeah.
Maybe they threw some money at an ad campaign once.
Sure.
But it's all kind of disjointed, right? There's no like...
It's not a cohesive...
Cohesive, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's like they've got all these different rooms in a house, but no real blueprint. You
yes,
know?
Like a house that was just like built by like adding on a room here and there with no real plan.
Exactly.
Okay, so is that kind of what Latin Flash is getting at here?
Yeah.
That without that cohesive strategy, that blueprint, you're kind of just like throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping something that sticks.
Precisely. They argue, and I think they make a really good point here, that without that cohesive strategy, your efforts are just going to be disjointed. They're not going to be nearly as effective. And think about your own online behavior. How often do you actually go to the second page of Google results?
Never. I mean, if I can't find it immediately.
Right. Or you go to a website and it looks like it was designed in the 90s. Are you going to trust that business?
Absolutely not. I'm hitting the back button immediately.
Exactly.
Yeah, it undermines your credibility immediately.
Absolutely. And that's the big problem that they're highlighting, that without that cohesive online presence, you're basically invisible.
You're invisible and you're essentially just leaving money on the table because those customers have no idea you even exist. So if that's the problem, what's their solution? How do they propose we go about tackling this digital marketing beast?
Well, they break it down into four key elements, and you'll notice these aren't revolutionary in themselves. We've got SEO, content marketing, paid advertising, and then social media.
Okay, so the usual suspects.
Right, but the magic for them, the way they see it at least, is in how these elements are woven together. That's mm-hmm. where the magic happens, or at least that's what they're arguing.
Okay, so let's unpack these a little bit, starting with, I guess, the one that everyone's heard of, but maybe not everyone fully understands, and that's SEO.
Sure.
I think for a lot of people, they hear SEO and their eyes just glaze over a little bit, right? Because it can seem very technical. It can seem very intimidating.
Yeah, it's the acronym, right? It throws people off.
It does.
Yeah.
So how does Latin Flash approach it? What's their take on this whole SEO thing?
So they emphasize that it's not just about keywords and algorithms, although obviously those are important.
Right.
It's really about understanding what your customers are actually searching for online and making sure that your business is the answer to that search. So imagine you're a small bookstore, right? And you're competing with a big chain bookstore.
Okay.
For Latin Flash, a well-executed SEO strategy is like securing that prime location on the busiest street corner. And not only that, you've got this giant neon sign that says, "We have the books you're looking for."
So it's not just about being online. It's about being visible and being easily discoverable by the right people.
Exactly, exactly. And that ties in directly to how they see content marketing as well, right? Because it's not enough to just tell people you've got the best products, the best services, the best whatever. You've got to demonstrate your expertise, build those relationships, and you do that by providing valuable content, relevant content, stuff that your audience is actually going to connect with.
So instead of just shouting about how great we are, we actually need to like give them something helpful, something informative, something
useful.
Be useful. Yes, be useful.
That's the key.
Or even, dare I say, entertaining.
Oh, 100%. Think about it. If you're consistently finding insightful articles on a company's blog, aren't you more likely to trust them when you're ready to buy something?
Oh, absolutely. I know. I'm way more likely to buy from a business that feels like a trusted resource mm-hmm. as opposed to just some company that's, you know, trying to take my money.
Exactly. That's the power of it when it's done well. And of course, you know, that's what they're advocating for.
So we've got our storefront, so to speak, on a busy street corner with SEO. We're building those relationships. We're sharing our expertise through content marketing.
Right.
What about these other avenues, like, you know, paid advertising? Is that still relevant in this world where everyone's talking about organic reach and social media algorithms? Is that still a thing?
It absolutely is. And in fact, Latin Flash is very clear on this point. They see it as a way to amplify your message, to reach a really targeted audience, especially if you're just starting out or you need a little bit of a boost.
Okay.
So let's say you just launched a new line of handcrafted jewelry. Those organic strategies we talked about, they're great for long-term growth, but a really well-placed ad campaign, maybe on social media, that could be that initial spark. That could be what gets people talking, what gets them to your shop, you know?
So it's not about, like, replacing those organic efforts, but more like giving them an extra oomph, like adding, I don't know, like lighter fluid to a fire that's already going, not trying to start a bonfire with, like, a single match.
I love that analogy. Yeah, it's about amplifying what's already there. And the beauty of paid advertising, at least how they see it, is that it's so granular these days. You can get really, really specific.
Yeah, you can target your ideal customer. Basically.
Exactly. You know exactly who you want to reach, so you're not wasting your budget. They give an example, actually, in their material.
Oh, yeah.
A local bakery, right? Struggling to get new customers. So they help them create this super targeted campaign. They're only targeting people within, like, a 5-mile radius who have shown interest in artisanal bread and pastries.
Right.
Right. On social media already. So they're already, like, primed for this.
Yeah, I already, like, drooling over sourdough on Instagram. Perfect.
Exactly. And the results were, you know, they were through the roof. It was phenomenal for them.
Wow. So clearly they're onto something with this whole targeted approach.
For sure.
Which it makes me think about, you know, they talk a lot about being data driven, but is that just kind of a fancy way of saying they, like looking at numbers, or is there more to it than that?
It's way more than that. They see data as this, like, gold mine of insights that can really guide your strategy. Huh? So instead of just hoping things are working, you can actually see what's going on. So imagine you're that bakery owner, right?
Right.
Instead of just like, oh, I hope my marketing is working, you can see, okay, these are the channels that are bringing me the most customers. You can see what content is resonating. You can even see what time of day people are, like, most likely to place an order.
Okay, so you're taking out the guesswork and you're making decisions based on what's actually happening.
Exactly, exactly. So it's not just about the numbers themselves. It's about what those numbers are telling you. And this data-driven approach, it's woven into everything for them. It's SEO, it's content, it's paid advertising. And of course, it plays a huge role in how they approach social media, too.
Well, and speaking of which, that feels like the kind of the big one these days, right? Like, you can't really avoid social media if you're a business in today's world.
No, you really can't, for better or worse.
Right. But then it's like, oh, but which platform? Because every week there's a new one, it seems like.
Oh, I know. I feel like I can't keep up half the time.
Right. So how do they even begin to tackle that?
Well, and I think that's why they emphasize being strategic as opposed to just being present, right? It's not just about, oh, we have a Facebook page or we're on Instagram. It's about really thinking about, okay, where is my target audience actually hanging out online?
Okay, so it's more about quality over quantity in a way, like really engaging with a smaller audience on the right platform rather than just trying to be everywhere.
100%. And, you know, they share this case study. They talk about this small business. They were selling eco-friendly cleaning products.
Okay.
And initially they were trying to be on everything, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest.
Oh, wow. Spreading themselves a little thin, it sounds like.
Exactly. And what Latin Flash helped them realize is that their target audience, which in this case was environmentally conscious millennials, they were mostly on Instagram and Pinterest. And so by focusing their efforts on those two platforms, they saw a huge increase in engagement.
Oh, interesting.
And of course, ultimately that led to more sales, which is the whole point.
Just the goal, right?
Exactly.
So we've covered a lot of ground here. I feel like we've really kind of gone in depth on Latin Flash's core principles. So if our listeners out there are thinking, okay, this sounds interesting, this sounds like it might be up my alley, what are the big takeaways? What do they need to remember?
Well, I think number one is that emphasis on cohesive strategies. It's not enough to just have a website and a Facebook page and, like, maybe do some ads here and there. It's about bringing it all together.
It's got to be a plan.
It's got to be a plan. It's got to be strategic. It's got to work together.
And that plan needs to be based on data, not just your gut feeling.
100%. Use that data to figure out what's working, what's not working, and then adjust accordingly. Don't just guess.
Don't just throw spaghetti at the wall hoping something sticks. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's painting a pretty clear picture of their overall approach.
Mm-hmm.
But before we wrap up completely, I think it's always important to bring it back to our listener.
Right.
Because every business is different. Every situation is unique.
Absolutely. This isn't a one-size-fits-all kind of thing.
Exactly. So let's shift gears just a little bit and talk directly to you, the listener.
Mm-hmm.
Based on everything we've discussed about their approach, what's resonating with you? What are you thinking about right now? As you've been listening, I'm guessing you're already making connections between what we're talking about and what's going on in your own business.
Well, and that's what's so great about a deep dive like this. It's not about us giving you the answer. It's about giving you the tools to figure out what the right answer is for you.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So let's kind of shift gears for a minute and talk directly to you, the listener. Think about what we've talked about with Latin Flash's approach. What really speaks to you? What are your big takeaways? What are you like mulling over in your head right now?
Yeah. Are you someone who's like really struggling with visibility? You feel like your website is just like lost in the ocean of the internet?
Buried 10 pages deep in those search results.
Exactly. Or maybe you're just overwhelmed by social media. There are so many platforms. Where do you even begin?
Right. Or maybe you're like, okay, I'm creating good content, but no one's seeing it.
Exactly. So are those the kind of things you're thinking about?
Yeah. Or maybe you're intrigued by this whole data-driven thing, but you're like, I don't even know where to start with that.
Right. It can feel very overwhelming. So it's about figuring out, okay, where am I at and what feels the most relevant to me?
Yeah. It's like trying on a pair of shoes, right? Like that pair might look fantastic on the shelf.
They look great on someone else.
Right. But until you put them on your own 2 feet and like walk around in them for a minute, you don't know if they're actually the right fit for you.
100%. And I think that's what's important to remember as we kind of wrap up our deep dives here today.
Okay.
Think about your own business, your own goals, your own challenges, and does this resonate? Do their solutions, you know, this idea of cohesive strategy, this idea of data-driven decisions, does that feel like, okay, this is something I can actually implement? Or is it just like, this is interesting, but it doesn't really apply to me?
It's all about figuring out what works for you. Because ultimately, you are the expert on your business.
Exactly.
And that's what it comes down to. And hopefully what we've done today is give you some things to think about, some new tools to add to your marketing toolkit, so to speak.
Exactly, because it's ever evolving, right?
Always.
Digital marketing, it never sits still, so you got to stay on top of it.
Exactly. And on that note, I think it's a wrap for another deep dive.
Sounds good.
We hope you found this exploration of digital marketing, you know, insightful, maybe a little thought-provoking. We hope it's given you plenty to mull over. Until next time, remember, it's not just about being online. It's about being strategic, being intentional, and most importantly, I think, being true to your brand and your vision for your business.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thanks for joining us.